every once in a while I like to play with words. And if you notice the title of the sermon this morning, it starts with peeking at presents. And I think that's very appropriate for this time of year. I remember my childhood, as is true of most children, and I suspect some adults still do this, try to figure out what their Christmas presents are. Even try to figure out where your parents might have hid your presents before they wrapped them and put under the tree. I mean, there's such an experience of anticipation of Christmas and receiving something that we want that we want to take a peek at the presents ahead of time. Well, Advent is about the presence of God breaking into everyday life. It is anticipation, the kind of anticipation a woman has when she's expecting a child, especially around the eighth month. I remember my wife and my daughter having these conversations with this unborn child. When are you coming out of there? I am tired of carrying you around. My back's hurting. I can't eat what I want. I can't do what I want. I'm so big. I look awful. When are you coming out? Now, add to that the fact that you were made pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and this child you are carrying is the very Son of God. Imagine how hard it must have been to wait for that day. Imagine the kind of anticipation that Mary must have experienced waiting for that day. That's the anticipation we are supposed to experience during Advent. It's a time to prepare ourselves, because that same Jesus said, I will come again. And you won't know the time that I'm coming. When Jesus was on earth and made this statement in the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, he said at that point, not even the Son knows the time, only the Father. But it'll be a surprise. It'll be quick. And you better be ready. He talked about the days of Noah. Now, here was a guy who was a little eccentric, to say the least. Or at least it appeared so to his neighbors. Because he was out there with his family building a gigantic boat. And there was no body of water close enough to even use this boat. But you know, Noah was a preacher too. He told people that God was going to judge the world. And they better get ready. There was going to be a great flood. There was going to be a day of reckoning. And Jesus reminded us that in that day, they went about their daily routines without giving it a thought. And the floods came, the water rose, and the people of the earth, except for those who were in the ark, were destroyed. Jesus is coming again, and we need to be ready. We need to be going through some kind of experience in our lives where we're getting ready for His coming. We need to be ready now. And so I thought, we need to be peeking at the presence of God. We need to be building up to a spiritual high moment in our lives, like a pinnacle in our lives, where we feel a closeness to Almighty God through Christ Jesus. And that's what this season is all about. If you read the first page of the newsletter and you looked around, you noticed we've got blue candles instead of purple this year. The church changed the theme of the Advent season when I was growing up and going to church and when I went to seminary, Advent was considered a little Lent, a time of penance, a time for saying I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done, and I'm sorry for not taking opportunities to do the good that I could. It was a penitential time, and Lent still is that, but it carried over into Advent as well. And the church realized it wasn't sending out the best message. And so the Catholic Church changed this and came up with the color blue, Mary's color, to talk about the anticipation of a mother waiting for a child to be born, the anticipation of a world waiting for a Savior, that this is not so much a time of penance as it is a time of anticipation, of being ready, of looking forward to the goodness of God breaking into our lives. This first candle of love is God manifesting His love in a little child that became a boy and a teenager and a man. And He died on the cross to give us hope about our lives. And He said, I'm coming again. Are you ready? How many people, when you go shopping, or maybe even come to church, when you get out of your cars, lock your car door? How many people lock your car door pretty religiously? Okay? How many people lock up your house pretty securely before you leave home? Okay? You know, we've got all kinds of alarms. We even have them on our cars. We got the little push-button things. And you know, push that little thing, and, you know, I've set off the alarm before. Maybe you haven't. But, you know, we've got alarms on that. We've got alarm systems on the houses. You can even buy video cameras so you can video your house. You can either go on the internet and check on your house through video cameras when you're away from home. We're going to take care of our stuff. And I'm not going to preach another sermon on stuff. All I got to do is say it, and you already remember that. Okay. Jesus said, if you knew when the thief was coming, you'd be there to protect your stuff. Watch. I'm coming back, and you will not know the day or the time. Are you ready? Have you peaked spiritually in your life so you know your relationship with God so thoroughly that if He came in the next second, that you are ready? You know, sometimes this passage, and it's a correlative passage in the 17th chapter of Luke, has this mystery of what's called the rapture. And that is a doctrine, a theological doctrine, but not really particularly a biblical one, that's really made popular by Hal Lindsey and Tim LaHaye. Years ago, Hal Lindsey wrote a book, and they produced a movie called Thief in the Night. And it used this passage about how, you know, when Jesus came again, all of a sudden there'd be two people together, and zap, one of them was gone. There'd be two people out in the field working, and zap, one of them's gone. There'd be two people lying in bed, and zap, one of them's gone. That was called the rapture. Now, this passage doesn't really support that. It wasn't intended to be this magical popping out of existence for Christians. Recently, Tim LaHaye wrote a book. They made a movie that came out last year and showed here locally. I forget the name of it, but it was the same kind of thing. I think people were like on an airline, and all of a sudden, the passengers were gone. I guess that's terrorism in reverse. But you know, they didn't know where the people went. And I think we like that kind of doctrine because it says, well, gee, if I'm good and I'm living right, I'm not going to be here through the hard times. God's just going to zap me to a better place. I'm not sure you can support that with Scripture. But John Darby, back in the mid-1800s, came up with the idea, and it's pretty popular with some groups today. It appears that when Jesus comes again, there's going to be times of tribulation. And we're going to find out whether we're loyal to Him or not. And if we're faithful, we will be taken to the kingdom. Now, at the end of time, sometime, there will be something like a rapture. It says we will all be taken up into heaven with Him in a cloud of glory. But I'm not too sure the airline thief in the night image is one to bank on. The one thing you can be assured in your life is that God loves you so much that if you truly believe in Him and are living for Him day by day, then you're ready when He comes again. Have you taken time to really spiritually peek at the presence of God? Well, our faith says that when we share in Holy Communion, Jesus is present among us in a mysterious way. So it's appropriate to start this Advent season peeking at the presence of the living God that can come through the bread and the cup and the sharing that we share together by faith as God's people. Are you peeking at the presence of God this season? Are you ready for Him to come again? That's what He wants to know. Let us pray. Gracious Father, may we be ready always for Your coming, that we might be chosen as faithful ones, because in our hearts and minds and our spirits, we give ourselves totally to You. May Your blessings be upon us, that we might be ready for Your coming again. Amen.